And yes, it is the day. Remember those messages that you've received, gang, that this is the first time that people in South Africa on a Friday can't wait for a Monday? Yes, you've seen it. I had to resist retweeting it. But why did everybody look forward to the Monday? Well, you know that, right? People can now buy alcohol. You can now have dope with your chop. And I'm just listening to David Liu's background at the moment, by the way. He's a representative from the Liquor Traders Association. He's in Gauteng and he's standing at a Tops. He's going to tell you what's happening there, but he's also going to be giving you some feedback as to what's happening on the ground in the Western Cape. So, David, good to have you on the show.
Morning, morning. Thank you.
So, David, let's talk about the readiness for today. Only yesterday, I was in West Beach. I saw a SAB truck outside one of the bottle stores, and they took a good hour and a bit to offload everything that they needed. So let's talk about readiness first and foremost.
Well, Jeremy, what a day today. It's unbelievable if you see scenes outside, but you know what? It's so impressive. I'm standing at Tops in Jubilee Mall in Hammanskraal. That's in the north of Pretoria,
yes.
In Tshwane. And they are so organized. I'm seeing a lot of staff, personnel outside, securities manning the place. They are sanitizing the people. People entering the shop are wearing face masks and they are keeping social distancing. And inside the shop, they are allowing a minimum number of people. Tell me, how many people are you allowing inside? They are allowing 20 people at a time inside.
Okay.
It's not really packed inside. There's free movement of people in.
Okay, so
that Tops looks to be well organized.
Okay, and tell me, are they limiting what people can buy? If someone wants to buy 30 Jamesons and 40 Bells, are they allowing these things?
Are you limiting how many people are allowed to buy? How many are you limiting to people? Are you allowing people to buy whatever they want?
We are allowing people to buy whatever they want, and we are limiting people 15 customers inside the store.
Well, there's a limit, Jeremy. Customers are allowed to buy limited number of quantity.
Okay.
So they're not just allowing somebody to stockpile.
Okay, yeah, because people are going to wonder what's going to happen with the next level four. People are going to want to buy cases now. David, what you see at the moment, do you see good distancing between people, though?
Well, there's a lot of social distancing. People are wearing face masks, and, you know, it looks very professional.
Okay, this
it looks very well organized, yes. There's no commotion. There's no pushing around. I can freely move inside.
A guesstimate, how many people in that queue?
In the queue? Oh, couple thousand.
People are thirsty. Now, what about the Western Cape? You've been receiving feedback. By the way, if you've just tuned in, we've got David Liu, and he's basically giving us some feedback as to what's happening on the ground. He's in Gauteng at the moment. He's the representative of the Liquor Traders Association. What have you heard about Cape Town and the situation in Cape Town? Because I know you've received feedback.
Well, the situation generally, nationally, it's more or less the same. People are well organized, well behaving, and keeping social distancing, wearing face masks, and what they have done also is to put crates in between so that people keep social distancing. The feedback we're getting around from Tembisa, from Atteridgeville, from Mamelodi, from Soshanguve, and even from the rural, far rural areas, is more or less the same. Queues of people in front of bottle stores, but you know what, Jeremy? Very interesting. In the townships, you don't have that long queues of people. Unlike the expectation, I think the fear from government was that people were going to swamp taverns, and it's the opposite. You find queues more in liquor stores, in malls, than taverns and shebeens, you know, in townships and informal settlements.
Maybe it's because some of them have been selling dope all the way along, not all of them.
Well, it's because also half of the taverns and what are still waiting for stock, you know.
I see, okay.
People are queuing at Big Safe this morning, you know, remember,
and
today is the first day of trading.
Correct. And it's also, I mean, the first day, most people get paid at the end of the month. So this is the first time people also have money. But David, do you have any feedback for the West from the Western Cape for us? You have been chatting about Gauteng, but what's the feedback in the Western Cape?
Well, as I said, you know, generally the same situation, Jeremy. People standing in smaller queues in townships areas, but in longer queues, you know, in liquor stores, in the malls and the towns.
David Liu, thank you very much for your time. A representative from the Liquor Traders Association.